the blessings and cursings. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 61. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you will obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your livestock, the increase of your cattle and the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. And the Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be stricken before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and all that you set your hand to. And he shall bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord shall establish you a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you abound in goods, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open to you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall loan to many nations, and you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head, and not the tail. And you shall be always above, and you shall not be beneath, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today to observe and to do them. And you shall not go aside from any of the words which I command you today, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. And it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall be your basket and your store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your land, the increase of your livestock, and the flocks of your sheep. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall send upon you cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do until you are destroyed, and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings by which you have forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cling to you until he has consumed you from off the land where you go to possess it. The Lord shall strike you with lung disease, and with a fever, and with inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. And your heavens over your head shall be bronze, and the earth that is under you iron. The Lord shall make the rain of your land powder and dust. It shall come down from the heavens upon you until you are destroyed. The Lord shall cause you to be stricken before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. and you shall become abhorrent unto all the kingdoms of the earth. And your dead body shall be food to all birds of the air and to the beast of the earth, and no man shall frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt, and with the hemorrhoids, and with the scab, and with the itch of which you cannot be healed. The Lord shall strike you with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart, and you shall grope at noonday as the blind gropes in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways. And you shall always be pressed down and spoiled forever, and no man shall save you. You shall become engaged to a wife, and another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, and you shall not live in it. You shall plant a vineyard, and you shall not gather the grapes of it. Your ox shall be slain before your eyes, and you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before your face, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have none to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail for them all the day long, and there shall be no power in your hand. The fruit of your land and all your labor shall be eaten up by a nation which you do not know, and you shall only be oppressed and crushed always. And you shall be driven mad because of that which you shall see with the sight of your eyes. The Lord shall strike you in the knees and in the legs with an evil ulcer that cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord shall bring you and your king, which you shall set over you, to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord shall lead you. You shall carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather little in, for the locust shall eat it. You shall plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink the wine nor gather, for the worm shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all your coasts, but you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olive tree shall drop off its fruit. You shall beget sons and daughters, but you shall not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All your trees and the fruit of your land the locust shall possess. The stranger dwelling among you shall get up above you very high, and you shall come down very low. He shall loan to you, and you shall not loan to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. And all these curses shall come on you and shall pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they shall be on you for a sign and for a wonder and on your seed forever. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies which the Lord shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in the want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you shall not understand, a nation fierce of countenance who shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of your livestock and the fruit of your land until you are destroyed. He shall not leave you grain, wine, or oil, neither the increase of your livestock or flocks of your sheep until he has destroyed you. And he shall besiege you within all your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you trusted come down throughout all the land. And he shall besiege you within all your gates throughout all your land which the Lord your God has given you. And you shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, which the Lord your God has given you, in the siege and in the anguish with which your enemies shall distress you. The man that is tender among you and very delicate, even his eye also shall be evil toward his brother and toward the wife of his bosom and toward the rest of his children which he has left, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he has nothing left to him in the siege and in the anguish with which your enemies shall distress you in all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, who would not have ventured to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one who comes out from between her feet, and toward her children whom she shall bear. For she shall eat them secretly, for lack of all things in the siege, and anguish with which your enemies shall distress you within your gates. If you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will make your plagues extraordinary, and the plagues of your seed great and persistent plagues with evil and long-lasting sickness. Also, he will bring on you all the diseases of Egypt of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, the Lord will bring them upon you until you are destroyed.